What is it other than baking soda or baking powder that they put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
What are the parts of an egg?
The yolk and the egg white.
Okay, what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you put some eggs in a pot full of water and boil them for 8 or 10 minutes, you would be obviously going to have boiled
eggs.
Okay. How do you prepare poached eggs?
Having never prepared them, however, I had observed my mother. I think you break the egg into boiling water.
Okay. What kind of meat might you serve at breakfast?
Bacon.
Okay. What about the meat that's ground up and has spices in it?
Sausage.
Okay. If the, the man who grinds up and makes sausage and who cuts bacon and this kind of thing is called the...
In the grocery store?
Uh-huh. In the nursery rhyme, there was one of these and a baker and a candlestick maker.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just a blind.
Butcher? Okay. When the meat goes bad, you would say, oh, this meat smells like it's...
Oh, what do I say? I was asking my husband last night something. I wouldn't say rancid. I guess I would say spoiled.
Okay. What about milk when it starts to go bad? You say this milk looks like it's beginning to what?
I think I used the word sour on that.
Have you ever used the word curdle or clabber or anything like that?
I've used the word curdle.
Okay. What about a food that's made from curdled milk? It's kind of lumpy and white, and a lot of people put it inside a tomato, a quartered tomato to eat it.
Oh, cottage cheese.
Okay. What about a pie that is made by boiling fruit and then dropping dough into the boiling fruit?
Is that a cobbler? You can tell I don't bake too often.
What about the stuff that you might put on a pudding, liquid that you might put on a pudding?
Liquid on a pudding?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking whipped cream, but that is not a liquid.
Yeah. What about a little bit of food taken between regular meals? You might say, I'll just have a...
Oh, a snack.
Okay. In the morning, the stuff that you drink to sort of wake you up. And I've always wanted to call him Eric. I'm glad that you reminded me, but his name is Al.
They're charming children, I really hate
they
them.
They have three?
Two. Cindy is 7 and Alec is 10.
Well, I knew that.
Cindy was a baby, I think,
when they left
Tuscaloosa.
See, Ann used to teach in the department there.
Oh, really?
And Fletcher was the Prentice Hall book salesman. That's how I got to know him.
Well, did she, when they moved to Birmingham, did she enroll at Sanford for a master's, or did she begin teaching there?
She just started teaching.
Well, then she had her master's.
She already
did. I didn't realize that. Because I graduated in 65 and did not know her or know of her then, and I've forgotten what year she started teaching. She told me that.
You mean graduated from where?
Sanford.
Let me think.
And somehow I just had in my mind that she went back to school, either at the university or here, but I guess.
She started teaching here, I believe she started.